This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Access to mental health care. Yeah, this has been a big issue here in Chicago for decades. At one point, the city had 19 mental health centers. But then a couple mayors, Richard M. Daley and Rahm Emanuel, spent years closing those centers. So today, we are down to five. Now, subsequent mayors have run their campaigns on reopening those centers, including our current mayor, Brandon Johnson. Back in May, he announced that the city was going to reopen three centers by the end of the year. But for right now, it can still be really hard to access mental health resources in the city. People run into barriers like long wait times, health centers that you can't get to on public transit, centers being closed during non-business hours. All of this is according to an assessment last year by a group called the Collaborative for Community Wellness.
I mean, there really is a crisis of mental health resources, right?
This is Maida McNeil. She works for the city and she runs a unique program that we're going to get into today.
Within public health, there is a lot of experimenting and trying to think out of the box for like, how do we find the next set of mental health workers, and they might not all be therapists.
Maida says Chicago has a shortage of mental health workers, which is a problem made worse by the pandemic. And to solve for that problem, they're getting creative. By hiring artists to be community health workers. Now, she says there's no precedent for this as far as the official city of Chicago is concerned, thinking about artists as community health workers. But from the community standpoint, it has been a thing.
The premise was like, we already knew that Chicago has really a wealth of like community-based artists who think about their work with community as healing. And what would it be like thinking about public health and community health as a potential sector where the skills they already have could be applied?
The program Maida runs is called Healing Arts Chicago. It's new this year, and it's a pilot program funded by the Federal American Rescue Plan Act. The pilot is a collab between the Chicago Departments of Public Health, Cultural Affairs, and Special Events, and also City Colleges of Chicago. And that is where these local artists get trained in community health. After they get certified, the artists are placed in mental health clinics across the city, where they offer classes and workshops and sessions across a bunch of different disciplines.
We've got movement dance artists. We've got DJs, folks who work in sound therapy. We've got theater and kind of puppetry, sculpture, murals, ceramics. I know I'm leaving something out.
Did you say poetry? I know that one's in there.
Yeah. Yes, poetry, writing.
I have had a lot of people in my life who see their art as a community offering, as a healing practice. To hear that all these institutions have acknowledged what they already know to be true with funding and training and programming, it just felt so nice to know.
We have some guests here today from WBEZ. We'll all get acquainted in 1 second.
So I really wanted to see what all this would look like.
Sure. Thank you.
Last month, I went to one of these classes.
It's optional if you want to be bare feet or
I'm here at the Greater Grand Mental Health Center on 43rd and Cottage Grove. I'm in a room up on the second floor, which is where a pair of artists from Healing Art Chicago are stationed.
I practice a lot of yoga, so I'm used to being barefoot.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
One of them you're hearing right now is Leda Lady Soul Garcia. We're going to talk to her in a minute. The other is Niall Lonsana.
Hey, Niall.
Hi.
It's good to see you again.
You too.
So this is a really happy coincidence that you actually showed up here. I knew you were
Niall right. Has been on the rundown before, talking to us about drill music. He's a Southsider. He's a poet. And the session he's offering is called Hope Lives Here. He gave me a quick tour of the space he works out of that him and Lady Soul decorated.
So
tell me about what's on the walls, first off.
So on the walls, we have a canvas of Lauryn Hill. We have this piece that says you can't pour from an empty cup.
And I had to do the snap on that one because it is so true. We think we can, but it doesn't make any sense.
For real. And I feel like that's been one of the really cool experiences with Healing Arts Chicago is like people understanding that taking time out of your day to do something to like fuel you is essential to then how you can move throughout the rest of your day and move throughout the rest of your week. And like I watch people come in and then they'll leave and like I can like see that like sense of excitement in their eyes from them coming to the workshops. So that's been really beautiful to see.
Yeah, tell me, what do you do? What do you do with Healing Arts Chicago?
So I teach poetry and spoken word workshops. And it's been like really inspiring to see how a lot of people come in and like they haven't engaged much with poetry like in their lives. And then they'll sit down, they'll be like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't really know what I'm about to get myself into. And then like we'll go through the workshop and they'll be like, wow, that was amazing, you know?
So I know this is a partnership that it's art focused. It's through the Chicago Arts and Health Pilot for Creative Workers. They have their mission and their goals, which have brought all of y'all here. But tell me in your own words, what's your mission? What's your goal? What do you want people to get from these sessions that you offer?
I want people to be transformed by how art can play a role in their well-being. I want people to open up to the power of poetry and the power of like their own self-expression. And I grew up going through like my own mental health struggles, and writing really became such a tool for my own survival and a tool for my own expression. And so like to have the opportunity to share that with my city in my hood is one of like the biggest blessings I've received.
Niall! That's beautiful. All right. That's all I got. Do you want to say anything else?
Yeah, pull up, okay? We're here. Free workshops for the rest of the year, okay?
So speaking of pulling up, it's time to take a class.
Full house then.
Today, yes, actually.
What you're hearing is Lady Soul Garcia's Move to Live class.
Our session today hopefully will center our body.
Lady Soul is a street professional, a movement coach, and a choreographer. And her class is this really rich hybrid between dancing, stretching, full body movement, breathing, and meditation. The way she made us feel so seen and affirmed and free in our bodies at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday.
We did some lady patch in here this morning. We didn't even get deep down into it.
Yeah, it was the introduction.
And one of the other people there, Melody Waller, she felt it too.
My first week, I came, my knees were acting something special. And like she made like adjustments, modifications, I think they're called.
Melody told me this was her second time at Lady Soul's class. But she says she's a public health practitioner herself. And a lot of the class offerings spoke to her.
Public health is not just going to the doctor and getting prescriptions and all of that. But it's really like taking care of your body, mind-body wellness, and taking advantage of all of the classes that are offered through Chicago. And so I think that this is something that is unique, that is starting, and I hope that it continues. I really do.
That's all my questions off top in my post-mindfulness brain. I call it yoga brain when I'm in my yoga space. Yeah. But yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I gotta do an interview now. But yeah.
Thank you.
After all that, I sat down with our teacher, Leda Lady Soul Garcia.
Lady Soul, welcome to the rundown.
Ooh, what are we running down?
Let's find out.
The rundown.
She starts off by telling me about her roots.
Grew up at the intersection of, obviously, my Mexican upbringing at home and my Puerto Rican community in Humboldt Park. So I'm always going to shout out Humboldt Park. Hey. And also at the heavy intersection of Black American culture and Caribbean culture.
Mm. Wow. Wow.
Gotta nice little jumble there.
Yes. Gotta love Chicago for being such an international place in that way, multicultural. Tell me, what were you into growing up? Were you dancing a lot? Were you making visual art? Like, what were you up to as a youngin'?
I've been dancing my life away.
Okay.
Literally. Literally. I've been dancing my life away. Yeah. Literally. I'm going to give you this funny situation that happened in kindergarten. So we used to have this helper that would come in to relieve our teacher. And so she would go on break and she would just play music for us. Here goes little Leda.
Immediately, you're like, all right, that must be for me. I'm moving out. Yeah.
Immediately. And one time, she grabbed me and she put me on the table. And I was...
You remember this?
I remember this.
Wow.
I was just on the table dancing. Didn't even think about, like, why are you on the table? Like,
you just kept going, like, yeah.
I was living my best life.
Wow.
So I've always been moving since I was a child.
Yeah.
In elementary school, I discovered there were these teen parties that were happening in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these teen parties were house music centered because house music is a Chicago staple.
Sure.
And once I hit that 13, I'm, you know, yes. What's going on?
Yes.
And I began dancing with a house dance crew named Kamikaze, and I fell in love with their performances. And I wanted to be a part of that energy. And I have not stopped dancing since.
Wow. Wow, that's beautiful. Tell me about moving into dance as a professional and kind of as a vocation.
I always had the mentality of, well, somebody's out here doing it professionally.
Why couldn't it be me?
Why not?
Yeah. Who is this class for, would you say? Your particular offering and what you do with movement.
The obvious is anybody and everybody can attend.
Mm-hmm.
But in my descriptions, I definitely say or use the word sacred feminine. So women, yeah. And especially Black and brown women.
Women,
the femmes
of the world.
The femmes. Yes. We carry so much for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I always find in conversation that we put ourselves last a lot of the time. And I don't know if that's because we think that we have to sacrifice almost everything for our children, for our husbands, for the community. And so let's take a load off, even if it's once a week for an hour to an hour and a half, and let's just be together and enjoy that time without any disturbances.
Yeah.
And maybe we could walk just a little bit lighter.
Ooh. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Right? Yeah.
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 Tell me, how has participating in this program served you, your own creative practice, your own healing practice?
Great question. being the daughter of a Mexican immigrant woman who came here with absolutely nothing, still does not speak fluent English, but knew that she had to feed 8 children.
Mm. Whew.
And spent her entire life working in a factory and sometimes working 2 jobs and only sleeping for 4 hours so that we can eat. So coming from there and now being in this space where I can utilize all these resources, not only for myself, obviously, but for the community, but to be in this time and space right now where it feels like folks are finally saying, you deserve this.
Mm.
And me saying, you know what? I deserve this.
You know what? Yes, I do, actually.
Yes.
Correct.
It received.
Yes.
With the arms open.
Uh-huh.
So it just feels so good.
That warmed my heart. I know this pilot is a pilot, right?
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. maybe ongoing. If it becomes ongoing, what are you hoping for it going forward?
Great question. I am hoping that this opportunity will open the door for us practitioners who are committed to this work,
mm-hmm.
for this to be a professional opportunity for us where whoever is making decisions says, yes, we want this in our spaces. Okay, there's a new clinic opening up. I'm hearing or reopening. Okay, maybe let's hire 2 full-time arts healers,
mm-hmm.
and make them an integral part of the space. So for sure, that's what we're hoping for. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Leda Lady Soul Garcia is a street dance professional, movement coach, and the instructor for this Move to Live wellness offering here in Bronzeville. Lady Soul, it has been a pleasure. It has been an honor. Thank you.
Yes, I'm so glad you were open to experiencing it. I appreciate you all coming out and speaking with us.
If you want to check out some of the mental health offerings from Healing Arts Chicago, you can do so at the DCase website. We'll have a link in our show notes. And that's it for today. Justin Bull and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Justin and I also engineered this episode. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. Big thanks to Maiden McNeil, Niall Lonsana, Melody Waller, and Leda Lady Soul Garcia. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you so much for listening. If you loved this episode, share it with a homie. If you know they could use the information here, tell them all about it. Take care of yourself. I'll talk to you on Friday.